9256.
Friends of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemy scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and a set of bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Thursday, the 12th of April, 2012, and you have with you on this beautiful day in the state of Minnesota, they're chemtrailing again, folks, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out on the website, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to befriend me, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, please give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, what we've been talking about over the last, well, the last week here was reaping and sowing and reaping. And I thought it was interesting to start the show off this way because the producers just brought this to me right when I walked in the door just a couple of minutes ago. And I thought this is interesting for the people of America to hear the President of the United States sow the same seed in 2011 as he attempts to sow the same seed in 2012. So I'm going to continuously, just so you know, it's paralleling, it's ping-ponging back and forth, 2011 to 2012. Listen, he's saying the exact same things, and I'll come back with some comments on it right after this. Go ahead.
This larger debate that we'll be having about the size and the role of government, it has been with us since our founding days. And during moments of great challenge and change, like the one that we're living through now, the debate gets sharper and it gets more vigorous. That's not a bad thing. In fact, it's a good thing. Who are these 50 million Americans? Many are somebody's grandparents. Many are someone's grandparents who wouldn't be able to afford nursing home care, who without Medicaid won't be able to afford nursing home care. Many are poor children. Some are middle-class families who have children with autism or Down syndrome. Some of these kids with disabilities are so severe that they require 24-hour care. Some are kids with disabilities so severe that they require 24-hour care. But simply, it ends Medicare as we know. And it will ultimately end Medicare as we know.
2011 to 2012. See what happens, folks? You encourage this kind of stuff by allowing it to go on year after year. Jake, how do we start the show off every day?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
We just post that on Facebook, too, folks.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? When you tolerate this kind of hypocrisy, you reap it year after year after year after year. The same talking points, folks. And I'll tell you why. Because it's the same one speaking through Obama. That's why. They forgot to change their tune. Folks, they forgot to change their tune.
It'd be like the Harvest Field of 2011.
It's like the Harvest Field of 2012.
No.
Are you a fucker?
No.
So it becomes the Harvest Field of 2012.
So it becomes the Harvest Field of 2011.
Not because we've sowed the seed.
Not because we've sowed the seed.
But because we've allowed the enemy to sow the seed while we sleep.
Because we've allowed the enemy to sow the seed while we sleep, says Scripture.
That's right.
Wow, isn't that interesting? So you let the fool go on because you allow him to continuously plant year after year.
The same seed.
Same seed.
Same results.
Same results. Same stutter.
Same every other year.
Playing the compassion and the emotions on the American people.
Mm-hmm. Playing the compassion and the emotions of the American people.
Right.
Let me be clear.
Yeah, same teleprompter.
Same teleprompter.
Same teleprompter.
Same teleprompter.
Totally the same teleprompter. It's like, did he not think to change those words he said in 2012 after he said it in 2011 and in 2010 and 2009?
It's totally the same teleprompter. Did he not think to change those words after 2011 and 2009?
Folks.
2012?
We're not kidding. This is really...
We're not kidding.
Yeah, we're talking about reaping and sowing right now, folks.
This is serious. Reaping and sowing.
Yes. Yesterday we had brought up the topic. We were talking about national calamities. We were talking about personal calamities the day before that. In other words, you reap what you sow. And then yesterday we also brought in emperors, dictators, tyrants, cruel overseers of their countries and what they would do. But what would happen once they would begin to reap what they've sown? What they did is they would actually plant the seed and they themselves would personally reap it. After they sowed it, when they would aim at Christians. That was yesterday's show. If you'd like to check that out, go to our podcast and check it out. But today what we're going to do is one of the callers called yesterday, and he had brought up the point of rock stars and the seed that they sow. Well, God already said that they would only live out half their years. See, those that live godly, Psalm 90, will live 70 and 80 in strength. God promised to those children that he would fulfill their days. But what would happen to those that would sow to the flesh? I can tell you they would reap corruption. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about the rock stars, if you want to call them that. I don't want to call them rock stars because they're not rock stars. They're devils that sold their soul so they could gain the world, said the devil. And when we come back, we're going to go through a whole plethora of names. Bon Scott, Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, John Lennon, Janis Joplin, Elvis Presley, Sid Vicious, Freddie Mercury. We're going to go through a whole plethora of names for you. And we're going to show you that God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after that. Check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio, or give us a call, 1-877-8.
The Crossing by Grand State Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. government. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If I should tell you that I sowed 10 acres of wheat last year and that watermelons came up, or I sowed cucumbers and gathered turnips, you wouldn't believe me. Well, I would hope that you wouldn't believe me. It is a fixed law that you reap the same kind of seed you sow. Plant wheat and you reap wheat. Plant an acorn and there comes up an oak. Plant a little elm and in time you have a big elm. One day the master of Lukman, an Eastern fabulist, said to him, "Go into such and such a field and sow barley." Lukman sowed oats instead, and at the same time of harvest, his master went to the place and seeing the green oats springing up, asked him, "Did I not tell you to sow barley here? Why then have you sown oats?" He answered, "I sowed oats in the hope that barley would grow up." His master said, "What foolish idea is this? Have you ever heard of the like?" Lukman replied, "You yourself are constantly sowing into the field of the world the seeds of evil and yet expect to reap the resurrection day the fruits of virtue. Therefore, I thought also I might get barley by sowing oats." The master was abashed at the reply and set Lukman free. Why did he set him free? Because he told him the truth. See what truth does, folks? So let's today talk about how God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Concerning the supposed wannabe rock stars that bowed to the God of this world, and he gave them the world, at least for a little while, until he snatched their souls.
Life is a vapor.
Yes, it is.
We can start with John Belushi from the Blues Brothers. 33 years old, he died. It was drug-related. Paul Gray, if you go to our Facebook...
Hang on, Belushi, it was a Powerball. Heroin and cocaine mixed together. Oh. And by the way, Saturday Night Loud is under that curse. I'm sorry, Saturday Night Live is under that curse.
Oh, other people doing it?
Yes. Yep. With it? Yep.
Well, here you have...
Two others after John Belushi.
Paul Gray from the band Slipknot was 38 when he died of a drug overdose in his hotel room. He died alone.
And we actually had a couple minutes to talk to that guy at the NAMM show a couple years ago in California. and he was tracked, and Jake had talked to his fiance and told him all this stuff about 3 months before he died, folks.
We posted that on the Sons of Liberty Facebook if you want to go have a look at it. It's a YouTube video where we have footage with him and his wife before he passed away. Before he died, excuse me. Joey Ramone. This one was interesting. 49, he died of cancer of the lymph nodes. I don't know if that had anything to do with him smoking or anything like that.
You know, he's the only guy that I know that used to take his hair and put it over his eyes. He could never see his face.
Was that a smart idea, though, on his part?
I probably was. Probably got him a girlfriend.
What's he look like?
I don't know.
Kind of like Slash. And
yeah.
49, he died of cancer of the lymph nodes. His brother, at 55, died of cancer as well. And Dee Dee Ramone died at 50 of a drug overdose. Huh. And listen to this. The seeds that they sowed through their music. This is what Johnny's wife said. As God is my witness, I am sure that those boys are together in the afterlife. They were brothers in the true sense of the word. Like implying that they're in heaven, you know, mm-hmm. hanging out together. This is the facade. They sow this garbage in their life, just like the analogy.
Don't you remember when Ronnie James Dio, the singer for Black Sabbath, mm-hmm. the singer for Rainbow, for some of you hippies out there, don't you remember when he was the singer? Well, he just died, I think it was about a year, year and a half ago. And it's interesting because he was an occultist.
Yep.
And he would literally, during concerts, do satanic altar calls. And how he rejected God. Yep. And he was asking the kids to sell their souls right there concerts. When he died, you know what all of his heathen Philistine brothers did in the rock and roll sing? They're all talking about the man in the sky.
That's right.
Isn't that rather hypocritical, folks? He sows satanic seed his whole life, but yet when he dies, he goes to heaven?
Mm-hmm.
That's not my Bible.
It reminds me of a Bone Thugs and Harmony song that they did. They have Eazy-E up in heaven, you know, and they have Ray Charles up in heaven. They have Tupac up in heaven. They're all in clouds with white suits on, playing the piano, talking to each other, hanging out with angels. That makes a lot of sense.
Well,
yet they curse that God through their music. They curse him through their lifestyles, but yet then they want to embrace him once they die.
Yeah, that's like, isn't that like kind of going to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in the natural, Jake? And just saying, going up there and spitting on the ground, cursing, wearing their uniform all shabby with, you know, dirt on their uniform and one shoe on, one shoe off, not polished at all. He's got his hat on sideways.
Oh, yeah.
And he's honoring the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Folks, how long would that last in the natural? It wouldn't last. He would no sooner put his foot on the walkway before some military brother rightfully knocked him.
Mm-hmm.
Into his right sense.
That's right.
But everybody, but it's amazing how when everybody dies, they just stand in front of God and they go to heaven. Folks, you better read the Bible. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. We're to strive to enter in. It's a life of sanctification. It's a process. Through many trials and tribulations, do we enter into the kingdom of God? Boy, it's just amazing to me. Holding faith. Going forth in prophetic spiritual warfare. Where are these people at? The question is what are the pastors preaching?
That's right.
Or what are they omitting?
Mm-hmm.
One of the two. But it's not always the pastor's fault, because we all know the pastor's not going to give us to heaven
mm-hmm.
anyways, or the priests are going to get us to heaven anyways. His name is Jesus Christ. There's none other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. And we're washed in his blood. Which, by the way, the Bible talks about 444 times. But today, when you talk about blood, oh, that's a cult. Really? Well, let me ask you something, blood-bought America. How have you been redeemed? What redeemed you? America, what redeemed you? The blood of our veterans. You're a blood-bought country, folks. Is that a cultic? Would we dare do anything to defy what they died for to redeem us? No way. Same thing in spiritual matters. No way. We live for him who died for us.
The same thing that would cause a veteran to clock somebody in the head that went and tried to walk on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier looking like that.
Hey, speaking of which, remember when we were in Arlington, when we went there, Jake? Mm-hmm. You remember a couple years back, the little kid stepped on the grass at Arlington? Folks, it didn't fly. Get off the grass. And by the way, it wasn't someone that was working there.
Mm-hmm.
It's offensive to violate anything of the memories of our veterans.
Because of that sacrifice.
Totally.
So then he looks at the man, and the man says, what are you doing, man? I'm trying to guard the tomb. No, you don't have love for the tomb. You don't understand the sacrifice. And that's why these clowns do this.
Yeah, one more thing on that. Isn't it also interesting that when we talk to kids in the hundreds of thousands across the country, and collegiate age, young people, might I add, adults, Isn't it interesting that when we say to them, what would you do to me if I was to burn the flag or was to desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died for us? What would you do? You know what they say to us, folks? The kids, the young people have enough common sense. I'll rip your head off. I'll say, now we're on the same page. That's right. Why? Well, then why would you desecrate their memories by partying away everything that the veterans died to uphold? See, folks, they begin to understand. The young people understand that there was a price paid for their freedom. And once they begin to understand that, guess what they do? They look for the law to magnify. But the older generation is looking for a reason to pull away the law.
Yeah.
Antinomianists. You abrogate. You do away with the law of God. Absolute nonsense. Right. Go ahead, Jake. Just like these rock stars, too, by the way.
That's right. Brian Otteson from the American Head Charge is 27, died of drug overdose, leaving his tour bus. Hillel Slovak from the Red Hot Chili Peppers died at 25 years of age.
And this joker, the singer, gets up in front of MTV and thanks Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anthony Kiedis.
I wonder how he's doing with him now.
How's it working?
How's it working out for you?
Lane Staley of Alice in Chains died at 34 years old.
Great
of a drug
singer.
Overdose. His body was rotting. He didn't even have people around him. That's how they smelt the smell out of his apartment. That's how they knew he was dead.
Great talent. He was a great talent. All these people, all these gifts that God gave these people, great talents, but they used them for the world.
That's right. And that's what the enemy promised them, and they got it. Amy Winehouse, 27, died of alcohol poisoning.
Can I just hang on a second. Take this in stride. Amy Winehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing something here?
Kind of like Janis Joplin.
When she died, I didn't even know who she was. Yeah. I went and watched the video. And it was probably about a 5-minute video.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I made it through for 5 seconds. It was so bad. I just said, you've got to be kidding me. Talking about lowering the standard in every sense of the word. Wow.
Yeah, really similar. Again, you actually got her on your sheet, but Janis Joplin, same thing. Brad Noel, Sublime, 28, died of drugs. Jim Morrison, The Doors, 27, died of drugs. Eazy-E was a rapper, NWA, the group that he was a part of. Then he went solo, 31 years of age. He died of AIDS. Dimebag Darrell from Pantera was 38 years old. And this is one of his songs that they used to play constantly and they toured on. Showdown, Shootout, Spread Fear Within, Here We Come, Reach For Your Gun, You Better Listen Well, My Friend. You see, it's been slowed down below, aimed at you were the cowboys from hell. Sparks fly everywhere in sight from my double-barrel 12-gauge. As he was on stage performing, the last time he performed, a man jumped up on stage with a 9mm handgun and blasted him in the face 3 times and killed him instantly.
How many other people did he kill around there, Jake?
I think it was 3, 4, 5. There's a whole list of people.
And then an armed individual shot his head off and saved the rest of the people's lives?
Lots of people tried to stop him with their hands, and they ended up getting shot.
So you're telling me Cowboy from Hell that wrote the song, reaped what he sowed.
Yeah. Something happened before his eyes.
Folks, we're going to come right back after this break talking about reaping and sowing with Bradley and Jake, 1-877-807-9976.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You guys really bless my heart a lot. Your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Really quick note, folks, talking about reaping and sowing here. History tells us the story of the renowned atheist Voltaire, one of the most aggressive antagonists of Christianity. He wrote many things to undermine the church and once said of Jesus Christ, "Curse the wretch. In 20 years, Christianity will be no more. My single hand will destroy the edifice it took 12 apostles to rear." Oh my gosh, dude. Oh my gosh. This is like the little candle saying, "I'm going to put out the sun." I go on. Needless to say, Voltaire was less than successful. On his deathbed, a nurse who attended him was reported to have said, "For all the wealth in Europe, I would not see another atheist die." I hope you're listening up, Mr. I don't believe in anything. The physician waiting upon and waiting up with Voltaire at his death said that he cried out with utter desperation. This is Voltaire. He spent his whole life at war with God. Listen to his last words, folks. "I'm abandoned by God and man. I will give you half of what I am worth if you will give me 6 months of life. Then I shall go to hell, and you will go with me. Oh, Christ, oh, Jesus Christ." Interesting. He didn't believe in Jesus Christ. He warred against Jesus Christ his whole life, but he believed in hell. No wonder, because the scripture says that the devils believe and tremble. But it took him his whole life to figure that out, that God finally pushed him over the precipice called time. Now it's time to pay the piper.
Right. And it's never... It doesn't matter how much you work against that time. It's the ultimate statistic. 10 out of 10 people die. And in this case, the musicians that we're talking about today, 34.5 years of age is their average age lifespan.
Incredible.
78 is how long the average person lives to be in America. That's about the average lifespan in America. Most
well,
of these
can I throw out a couple
musicians.
Names here?
Yeah, because I'm done.
So. Okay, we got Bon Scott, AC/DC. He died at 33 years old. He died in his puke, folks. 8 hours after singing the song, "Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be." Wow, that's calling reaping what you sowed real quick, my friend. Kurt Cobain, Nirvana, 27, suicide. By the way, that was suspect, his suicide. But it doesn't matter. His life was taken. Jimi Hendrix, 27, he died in his puke too, my friends. Shannon Hoon, Blind Melon, 28 years old, died of drugs. You know, if their lives are so wonderful, I'm just trying to figure out within myself, why do they got to use drugs to enhance it? Mm-hmm. If it's such a good life, and it's there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. Huh. John Lennon, the Beatles, three of them have been squashed out now. He was 40 years old. He's the one that called Jesus a bastard. He's also the one that said they were more famous than Jesus Christ. He was murdered at 40 years old. Janis Joplin, she was 27 years old. She died of drugs. Elvis Presley, who knew what his call was. By the way, all of his Grammys were won on gospel music. He was supposed to be a preacher, and he knew it. Every Christmas he would preach. He didn't know what he was preaching. He was asked one time why he didn't go into the ministry. He said, because if I did, there'd be a lot of people out of work. So he loved the world more than he loved the things of God. He loved the praise of men more than he loved the praise of God. Sid Vicious, Sex Pistols, died at 21 years old. Vicious is exactly, I mean, there's no better word for this kid. Just spit up in the air and land on his, I mean, just a sick punk. He died at 21 years old of drugs. Freddie Mercury, we all know he was a homosexual. I hope the homosexuals are listening to me again because Freddie actually made it to the age of 45 years old, though. Not 42. So he really outdid the rest of you. He died of AIDS. He was the lead singer of the band Queen. And by the way, it wasn't acceptable back in the 70s if everybody knew that he was a homosexual. His band wouldn't have sold the way it sold. Same thing with Elton John. It wasn't until they started to lower the lights and dim the light by which man perceived his guilt, until they removed the law, and then they started saying, well, let's try this, and this is normal. Let's try this, and this is normal. And they'll just accept whatever we say. Now, men can be with men, and women can be with women. But how did that work out for Freddie Mercury? And now we see Elton John today with his homosexual husband overseas with a baby in their hands on the cover of magazines in America. I wonder how that went over. I bet it didn't fly.
Sounds natural.
Yeah. We'll just keep an eye on old Elton for us, will you, folks? Jerry Garcia, the Grateful Dead, and boy, am I grateful. He was 53 years old. I mean, that's the kind of music, folks, that you actually literally had to use drugs, I'm sure. I don't know. It was way before my time. Everybody had to be stoned to listen to that garbage. But he's dead, 53 years old, heart attack and drug treatment. Boy, if life is so wonderful, man, and you're right, Jerry, then why do you got to use drugs to sedate yourself? I'll tell you what you sedate yourself from. Truth. You step on conscience. You sear your conscience. Tupac, Mr. Christian Boy, who started living out his fantasies, and he died by the fire he breathed. He was murdered at the age of 25 years old. Thug. Okay. Folks, thug. It's like when we go out to country schools, rural schools, and we ask them, do you guys do drive-bys like with potato guns on your tractors? They get their hats turned sideways and they act like they're a bunch of thugs. Folks, they don't even know what a thug is. And I'm trying to parallel that with Mr. Tupac, who didn't know what it was neither. You know what he went to school for, folks? To be an actor. Guess what he was? An actor. Notorious B.I.G. You! 24 years old, murder. A lot of people think the CIA was behind that. Starting gang wars, the East Coast with the West Coast. ODB. When Jake showed me this, I couldn't even believe it, folks. Old Dirty B, 35 years old, heart attack because of his crack smoking. Hmm. What must one think of itself to be named or self-proclaimed ODB? Wow. Kevin Dubrow, just recently, Quiet Riot, 52 years old, from Las Vegas, died of a cocaine overdose. Wow. I mean, Kevin, the money wasn't like the answer as to what you were looking for in life? Nope. I mean, the big houses wasn't what you were looking for? Nope. Kevin, I wish I could ask you now, was the drugs the answer to your dilemma? Nope. You know what he's saying now? Let me go back and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is who he says he is. And Jesus says to the man in hell, hey, listen, if they won't listen to Moses, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. The church left off Moses, haven't they, folks? And the man in hell wanted to come back and tell everybody about it. Brian Delp of Boston, 55 years old. You ready for this, folks? Suicide. Boston. Superman from the 70s, before my time. Superband, mega band, commits suicide. The lead singer. Was it that bad, Brian? Yeah, the path that I chose was. Michael Hutchins, In Excess. Sexual innuendo all over the place in their songs, by the way, folks. Suicide. Suicide. Man, you reap what you sow. You sow into the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Whitney Houston, 48 years old, just listened to her 911 call today. Nobody cared. Folks, we brought this up before, but do you remember, right? When Whitney died, don't you remember all the tabloids had Whitney on the front page of their papers mocking her? Don't you remember that? Pictures of her as like the great druggie and the alcohol abuser and Bobby Brown, her husband who beat her up. Remember, this was all over the tabloids. And right when she died, folks, here's the love of the world for you. What do they do? Oh, we miss Whitney. We love her so much, man. She was like one of the greatest, man, you know. We love her. Yeah, we loved her all the way to hell, didn't we? And I'm not talking about we. I'm talking about these people that claimed that they loved her so much. They loved her so much, they just let her go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to her own destruction, didn't they? Even so far as to sell magazines mocking her. Man, they loved her. Hey, friends, with friends like that, who needs enemies? You don't need them. You already got them. And I'll tell you what, that's the spirit of the world. Uses you and spits you out. But here's Whitney saying to everybody, she was famous for this. Jesus loves me. This I know. I know. Jesus loves you enough to die for your sin, Whitney. Not for you to cover yourselves in a false grace to act like it's okay to do the things that you do. And now that their autopsy came out, Whitney's, guess what they found out? Drugs, cocaine, antidepressants, booze. They can't explain why she died, folks. 48 years old. Alcohol. Sedatives. You reap what you sow. And I'm not saying this to be humorous, folks, because to be quite honest, I wish every one of these people used their giftings for God, because they'd be still around today talking about them. Sure. And we would have a completely, in every sense of the word, a different world in which we live, folks. Now, when we come back, Jake's going to share with you a little bit about a guy named Brian Welch who didn't go down that road. And today he's here to talk about it. Be right back. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake talking about reaping and sowing. For God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Remember that the law is spiritual. We're carnal, sold under sin, folks. God's law is holy, his commandment holy, just and good. We are sold under sin. We don't have any righteousness outside of Jesus Christ, friends. Don't forget that. Tomorrow what we're going to talk about, a real quick heads up, and I'm going to throw it over to Jake real quick. He's going to talk about Brian Welch, the guitar player, singer from Korn, who didn't stay on the path and he got out because of conviction, and now he's serving the Lord, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Tomorrow we're going to talk about reaping and sowing with actors and politicians tomorrow, modern day.
Brian Welch, a while back, his band was extremely vulgar. They pioneered a certain style of music. They were very successful. They won Grammys, etc. I'm going to let you listen to his testimony that he gave, I believe, to CNN. He's given a whole bunch of testimonies out there right now. But as Bradley said, he quit the band, and he became a Christian. So without further ado, let's let Brian tell the story.
I like that. Further ado.
We're playing from like 20,000 people, and they were all going nuts. And we're like, wow. I dreamt about this when I was a kid, and 100% of it came true. All the fame and money and touring is crazy. To the outside world, I was just, I had it all. I had money, Grammys, I had the house, cars, anything I wanted. But the whole time I was with Corn, when we had success, something at home was failing.
Life on the road took its toll. Brian's wife left. His marriage fell apart. And he became a single father to their little girl, Janaea. The pressure, he says, led to a deep depression and dependency on highly addictive crystal meth, or speed.
I started doing speed full time. Sleeping pills is like living in pure hell. I was so miserable. I was like, I just want to go to sleep and never wake up. Never. And I really wanted to die. I really did.
His five-year-old daughter started singing sexual lyrics from a Korn song. He decided it was time to quit.
I said, you guys, I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore. I'm leaving. I got to leave. I have to leave. I have no other choice.
And so you see the reason why he left. He saw what he was sowing into his life, and he was reaping it through his daughter and himself and his broken marriage. That's not the reason that you come to Christ because of the fact that, well, Jesus, fix me now, fix me now. No, you see the deprivation that you have walking outside of him. And then you see the sacrifice which he gave, and out of love you serve Christ because he puts that love in you. And for the same reason that every musician out there who thanks God, it's utter blasphemy because a lot of them do. They get up on stage and that's who they're thanking for their awards. Like God has anything to do with their lifestyle. He has absolutely nothing to do with their lifestyle. And through their hypocrisy, they have no love and respect for Christ. An unholy life is really just the fruit of somebody who has no love. An un-American person who breaks the law has no love for those that have died for the upholding of that law to protect those rights. It's a lack of love. So praise God, that particular human being who pushed in the beginning through his music, things like suicide, drug use, literally murdering your parents, he got out of the band for that very same reason, said, I'm not going to sow that into the fields of kids these days. And we've also had the opportunity to meet a lot of these musicians. And talk to them.
And they've had a lot of opportunity to meet us.
That's right.
And you know what's interesting about Brian Welsh, the guitar player, singer for Korn, he couldn't save himself.
Mm-hmm.
He just had to make a choice.
That's right.
That's what it comes down to.
Yep.
I call heaven and earth to record this day before you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. If you have the dispensation given unto you by God to do the wrong thing, and you have the power to do the wrong thing, folks, let me tell you something. You are accountable before God to do the right thing.
Sure.
And there's no ifs, ands, there's no way out of it, folks. It just comes down to that. And I'll tell you what, it's true. You find your life or you lose your life. He who tries to save his life will lose it. Ask all these people that we've been talking about over the last 3 days. Those that lose their life for Christ, what do? They find it.
Sure.
Amen.
Some of these folks at the end, I bring up another example of a guy named Johnny Cash. Everybody remembers him too. At the end of his life, after his second wife died, and he sowed a lot of bad seeds in his life, and he'll be the first one to tell you that. See, the difference is he made the right choice and turned from it, just as Brian did. So many of these other ones try to live with it because of the fact that, they want to continue the facade. They want to continue to cling to what they think is right. And a lot of the guys that you meet, they say they're Christians, even when you talk to them. They take off the face paint. They take off all the vulgar language. They got kids. They got families. But that's not what they're living out there and portraying to the world, thinking that they're not going to reap it because, well, in my personal life, I'm really a good person.
Yeah.
No, they do reap it. Johnny Cash, at the end of his life, to show another positive. This man,
you know
what's
interesting about that point that you're saying, though, Jake, is a person with bad credit a good and a trustworthy creditor?
No, that's why he has bad credit.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Listen to that, folks. And it really comes down to, how is it that people say, I'm a good person? No, you're a good person. You're blind. You can't see. When you realize that you can't save yourself and your righteousness is in Christ, as the Bible says, take heed that you stand lest you fall. Folks, it's better to fall than to stand. Because when you fall, at least you give it. Martin Luther, the reformer, used to say that all the time. He would lay on the floor shaped in a cross. He was absolutely convicted to no end. He said, I'm yours. Save me. I'm yours. Save me. That's all he could do. You know what? That's all Christ asked you to do. And then he empowers you to overcome. It's his power that causes you to overcome. When you defend your sin, let me tell you this, friends, you're still in your sin. And sin is the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. And when you're still in your sins, it's not a good place to be, because it's better for the rock to fall on you than for you to fall upon the rock. I'm sorry, for you to fall upon the rock than the rock is to fall upon you. It's better for you to fall upon that rock than that rock fall upon you. Just wanted to make myself clear.
And I love the analogy that you use whenever you do your assemblies and when you bring it up is that You can't come to a veteran and say, okay, so what can I do? What can I do to deserve what you did for me? There really isn't anything. You go to receive. But secondly, the perspective that I love about that is that you can see this in real life. If I go out and I trash this country, did I really love and respect what that veteran did to me?
Nope.
No,
Poor me, no.
I never received it. And that's the difference between when Martin Luther said, all the kids in his class thought, well, I can do whatever I like as long as I have faith, then God's going to save me. And Martin said, yes.
That's right.
And then he turned to them and he said, but what do you like? What do you want to do?
I love it.
That'll prove the conversion of your heart is through your demonstration and your action.
I love it. That's such a great analogy. Folks, to grow in grace, when you grow up, you look like the captain of your salvation. You look like and act like Christ. You don't look for an excuse. Listen, I don't go to Arlington Cemetery and look for an excuse as to why those guys are there. I don't sit there and justify Hitler, do I? I don't justify when we went to Vietnam, do I? Do I justify those that killed them in Afghanistan or Iraq? No, I don't justify them. I honor what the veterans died for. And the way that I do that is I live for everything that they died for, the same way that they did. Guess what I look like? I look like a patriot. When I obey the Constitution, I look like a patriot. When I read the Declaration and understand who I am and where I came from, then I know where I'm going. But guess what I look like, Jake? Guess what I look like, friends? I look like a patriot. I look like an American. Can you imagine me just sitting there talking about what needs to get done in battle and I do nothing? No, that's a lack of patriotism. And it's the same thing with Christians. It's a lack of Christ, and it's a lack of Christianity. And I don't know how many different ways I need to say it, but I want people to understand that's why we do what we do, and that's why we are here today. Because we're tired of the hypocrisy.
The profession.
Are we, that's right. Are we perfect? No, but we're being perfected, and we're growing up into that perfection. We don't grow up into our excuses, folks. We don't want our excuses. We want to throw off our excuses, and we want to bring about the answers. And answers are hard to come by. And the only way that you can do that is through the power of God.
Right.
Because through the power of God, we will push our enemies over. He said, and he promised, and he's not a man that he should lie.
You know, it reminds me of when you ever see documentaries, you see the veterans on one side speaking the stories, and then you see the historians on the other side. And so that's so much what profession of Christ has become nowadays. It's the historian yapping about what he read in a book but never experiencing him. There's no anointing on him. He's never seen the sacrifice, and you can tell through their behavior. Christians that claim Christ and yap about him but have never experienced him, that's how they walk. Yeah. They walk according to their own, and they put a Jesus badge on them. But when you see a veteran who's been through it, experience has taught him he's not trying to be anything. He can't gain anything. He just is because he's experienced that power of Christ. And that's exactly how you know a Christian. To sum that up a little bit, this point with Johnny Cash is Nine Inch Nails actually wrote this song. Johnny Cash covered it. When you hear Nine Inch Nails sing it, it's a bunch of hogwash. What a word. It's terrible. There's no anointing to it. There's no witness to it. There's no, what would you say? There's no anointing to it. But Johnny Cash, when he sings it, he said, what have I become, my sweetest friend? Everyone I know goes away in the end. You can have it all, my empire of dirt.
Amen.
I will let you down. I will make you hurt. If I could start again a million miles away, I would keep myself. I would find a way. Spoken from a true broken heart that's serious about it.
Amen.
Not like Nine Inch Nails, who wasn't. He repented and turned.
At the end of his days.
That's right. And he
wow.
gave it to the next
it
generation.
It took him 70 years to figure that out, though, friends.
71 when he died.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Tomorrow we are going to be talking about actors and politicians. You reap what you sow.
Yes, we are the sons. The sons.